May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So we know the story. And the question becomes, who is my neighbor? Well, a lawyer stood up. A lawyer, an educated person, someone who had spent lots of time learning and being part of the community and was one who was highly respected, stood up and said to test Jesus. How many times do we test Jesus? But the lawyer stood up to test Jesus and he said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Well, what's written in the law? You're a lawyer. You should know what's written in the law. You shall love the Lord your God with all your strength, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and your neighbor as yourself. How many times have we just spouted off those words? They're written. We spout them off. Do we open ourselves up to hear them? So the lawyer answered correctly, and Jesus said, "Do this and live." Well, now he's tested Jesus, and he's answered the question correctly, but Jesus now has said, "Oh, you need to follow what this says." So again, the lawyer says, "So who is my neighbor?" And Jesus tells a parable. There's this person who was traveling. He ran into many people. And these people stole from him. They beat him. They shoved a gun on him. They held a gun to his face. They took his car. And they hurt him. And they beat him. And they left him for dead. And so as he's in the ditch on the side of the road, another person comes along, and this person is a person of faith. This person is spouting their faith loudly and sharing what they believe. They look at him but don't see him. And they cross by on the other side. And along comes another person. This next person is a person in leadership in their church. They're the council president or the moderator or the assistant pastor or whatever in their local church. And they see him, but they don't see him. They don't open their eyes, and they pass by on the other side. And then along comes a person of color, a refugee. A person who is despised by almost everyone else around them. He wasn't born in America, doesn't have a home that's big and filled with lots of things. This man saw the person in the ditch. Took pity on him, had compassion on him. He took care of his wounds. He talked to him. He touched his arm. He gave him water. He put him in his own car. He drove him to the nearest urgent care place and had his wounds tended. And then he found a hotel, and he paid for his room and for his care. The story. And then Jesus says to the lawyer, "Who is my neighbor?" Well, the lawyer replies, "The one who showed mercy." Of course we're going to answer that. Go and do likewise. I think in our world, we have forgotten about those words. Go and do likewise. Our neighbor is everyone. Our neighbor is that person halfway around the world. Our neighbor is the person in Baton Rouge that was killed and the person who killed him. Our neighbor are the people in Bangladesh who lost their lives and the people who made them lose their lives. Our neighbor is everyone. So what is this story telling us? You see, this story is about a person who's in need and is invisible to all but the Samaritan. Someone who is despised by everyone of that area. Also, our story is about a neighbor who draws near, who becomes vulnerable, who sees the pain and the misery and the need. And the story, the text, is about compassion, sympathy put into action. You see, God shows up when we least expect God to, through people we least expect God to show up to. This was the lectionary text for this week. God shows up when we least expect God to. Can you think about stories? I see in my image, in my mind, hundreds of Muslims who are praying over the folks who were killed in Orlando, showing compassion, having mercy. I see in my head those huge angel wings that stood around to protect someone who was having a memorial service so that others didn't protest loudly. You see, the promise is this. The promise of this text and the promise of God and the promise of the world that Jesus Christ came to save is that God comes to us. God comes when we least expect God to come, because God comes for all of us. Not just for those that look just like us, but God comes for all. God comes for that self-justifying lawyer and the Samaritan outcast. God comes for the police officers and those who have killed police officers. God comes for the refugees and those who want to keep the refugees out. God comes for those who were killed by police officers and those police officers who killed. God comes to those in need and those who help and those who run away and turn away from helping. You see, God comes to each one of us. God chooses people no one would expect. And that person does amazing things through them. The Samaritan. Someone who was so despised by everyone in that area at that time. That's who showed compassion. So you see, God chooses us. God chooses me. God chooses you. God chooses each one of us to show love and compassion, to live out that gospel mandate, to love my neighbor as myself. How are we doing? Go and do likewise. Amen.